So grab your Bibles and turn to Deuteronomy chapter 2. Deuteronomy chapter 2. While I was at North Greenville University, I felt the call to go on a mission trip to Ecuador. I had no desire to leave the country. I was like, God, you got me to leave West Virginia. There's no way I'm leaving the country. God said, I have other plans. Well, to go on this trip, I had to raise $1,800. So here I am, a college student. It's my sophomore year. And I'm like, I got to come up with $1,800 to go on this trip, on this mission trip over spring break. And so the first $1,000 was due the week we returned to school after Christmas break. So it's Sunday morning, and the first $1,000 is due Friday. And on Sunday morning, I had $200. So I was like, okay, God's got this. By Sunday night, I had $2,000. I shared this with the Sunday school a couple of weeks ago, but God had planned for me to go to Ecuador. He provided all that was needed for me to get there, and He protected me while I was there and brought me back safely. While in Ecuador, at the base of an active volcano, I accepted the call to a 2-year missionary appointment. That 2-year missionary appointment took me to Wisconsin, where I worked with mainly Koreans for 2 years. That eventually led me back to North Greenville for my master's, where I surrendered to my call to preach the gospel. God will always provide for His people, even when we find ourselves in a wilderness. Deuteronomy is a book getting the people ready to go into the promised land. Deuteronomy begins at the end of the 40-year wandering, and Moses is giving the people instructions as they get ready to enter into the promised land. So as it is written, they've been walking around for 40 years. They've been in the wilderness, and God has provided for them the entire time they were in the wilderness. Today, we will see that the providence, presence, and provisions of God are with us even when we find ourselves in the wilderness. Because here's the truth of life. We all find ourselves in a wilderness at some point in time. Life does not always go the way that we planned. Life is not always easy. We get monkey wrenches thrown into our plans, difficulties and hardships come along. And sometimes in those moments, we can be like Habakkuk and be like, God, what are you doing? But as we are going to see today, no matter what we are going through, God is still God. And God is still there. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 7 says, "For the Lord your God has blessed you in all the work of your hand. He knows you're trudging through the wilderness, through this great wilderness. These 40 years, the Lord your God has been with you. You have lacked nothing." So as we look at this verse, there's three powerful truths that we're going to see about God with us in the wilderness. And the first truth that we're going to see is God's providence is with us in the wilderness. The verse says, "For the Lord your God has blessed you in all the work of your hand. He knows you're trudging through," or you're going through, "this great wilderness." That word "know" in the original language, it's a deep, intimate knowledge. It's not, "I know this is a book." It's, "I know them." And so this helps us to see God's providence. God knew His people. God knew the plan that He had for His people. God knew every step that the people would take to get into the promised land. He knew every obstacle. He knew every rebellion. He knew every heartbreak. He knew every victory. He knew every defeat. God in His providence had prepared a land just for His people. And He knew in His providence that they just wouldn't enter into it. It would be a process. Because God told Abraham that all that land would one day be his descendants. But God also told Abraham that his descendants would be in Egypt for over 400 years before they would enter into the promised land. this passage helps us to see that the people had a specific land they were to take. But it also shows us there was some land that was off limits, showing God's providence. If you look in verse 5, you'll see that Esau's land, they weren't allowed to touch or have any of it because God had given that to Esau. And so how we see God's providence here in these wilderness wanderings is God had a very specific land that he had promised to the people over 400 years ago. And they're now about to go in and possess that land after wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. And so this message that we see in verse 7, it would have encouraged the people to help them see that God has brought them this far, and so God would see them into the promised land. God promised to give Esau a land, and he did. God has brought his people through the wilderness. God promised the people a land, and he would give it to them. They were to put their faith and trust in God to provide all their needs. God is a God who provides, and he keeps his promises. He had given the land to Esau, and he was given the promised land to the line of Jacob, also known as Israel. And he knew what he was doing. And as we look at the history, I want you guys to understand and see this morning the providence of God. God always knows what he's doing. It was by his providence that Joseph would go from the prison to the palace and save the people in a time of famine. It was by his providence that Moses would be placed in a basket and raised by the princess and raised in the castle. It would be by God's providence that he would raise up Moses to lead them. It was by his providence that as the Red Sea split, Egypt would be completely and totally destroyed. It was by God's providence that he would raise up Aaron. It was by God's providence that he would raise up Joshua to take Moses' place and lead the people into the promised land. God would only let them take a certain land. God knew they would rebel, but he was waiting to deliver them, and he would. God knew the people were going to rebel, but he still was with them to lead them into the promised land. Do you know this morning, God's greatest act of providence was sending his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for our sins. In God's great love for us, he knew that there was absolutely nothing you or I could do to be made right with God. He knew that we couldn't be good enough. He knew that we couldn't do it by being a church member. He knew that we couldn't do it by being a good person. He knew that we couldn't do it because our parents were good or our family was good. God knew that no matter how hard we tried, no matter what we did, we would never be good enough to earn heaven. So in his providence, he sent Jesus. And Jesus Christ lived a perfect life, never sinned, died on the cross, shed his precious blood. And when you and I accept him, we are given salvation. It is through the precious blood of Jesus Christ on the cross that you and I are able to get into heaven. And it is only his blood that can save us. And that is by God's providence. In the wilderness, we see that God was with his people. In our wilderness, we can see the providence of God in our lives. He knows what he's doing. He has a great and marvelous plan. And so I want you to know today, God knows what we need. God knows what you and I need in our lives. There is nothing that is concealed from him and nothing that surprises him. You know, God never says, I didn't see that coming. God knows every step that you and I take. God knows every problem that we deal with, every heartache, every hurt, every pain, every struggle. God knows. And in his providence, he makes a way for us. Now we're going to really see some things. As most of you know, except for once in a blue moon like last Sunday, the sermons are usually written down and planned out about 6 months in advance. I usually try to figure out what I'm preaching for the whole year, which makes this next thing God. It is His providence that you and I are here today to hear this message. It is He who has us where we are today. It is His providence that this Sunday morning, at this time, we decided to either come to this church or tune into this message online and hear this message and hear what God has to say. We are here today because God has something He wants us to hear to encourage us. God's providence is in play with everyone hearing this today. It is His providence that has us where we are as a church. He knows where we're going as a church. He has prepared the way, provided all we need, will go with us, and is waiting on us when we get there. The question is, will we follow God even in the wilderness? I want to encourage you today that if you are in the wilderness, God has a perfect plan to bring you out of the wilderness and into the promised land. The second thing that we see in this one small verse is we see that God's presence is with us in the wilderness. He says in verse 7, "These 40 years, the Lord your God has been with you." God went with His people. We know God brought the people out of Egypt with a mighty hand. It is incredible how God would bring the people out of Egypt. We know that Moses sent spies to check out the promised land, and they brought back a bad report, and the people decided to follow the 10 with the bad report instead of the 2 that were following after God. We know the people rebelled against God, leading to the 40-year wilderness wandering. Even though they rebelled, God still went with them. God was with them in the cloud by day and the fire by night. God would instruct them to build the tabernacle and the ark that would go with them throughout the journey. Anytime the people got up to move, the ark and the tabernacle got up and moved. And then whenever they stopped, it would stop. And the ark was a symbol of the presence of God among the people. So even in their rebellion, God was still with them. When the people would cry out to God for help, He was always there to help them. Even in the wilderness, God was still among His people. And I want to encourage you today that in your wilderness, God is with you. The same is true for you and us today, for us, all of us. God is with us no matter we find ourselves on our journey. No matter where you are today, no matter where I am today, no matter where we are today, God is with us. Do you feel like you have completely sinned against God to the point that you can't come back? That is not true. Read the life of Paul. God is still there. God is still touching your heart. God still wants to have a relationship with you. God still loves you, and God is still with you. In His providence, God promised that He'd always be with us. In Isaiah 7:14, we read, "Therefore the Lord Himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call Him Emmanuel." Then in Matthew 1:23, we read, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and they will call Him Emmanuel," which means God with us. The very name Emmanuel means God with us. Also in Matthew 1:21, we see that this child, this Emmanuel, this God with us, is Jesus. "She will give birth to a son, and you are to give Him the name Jesus, because He will save His people from their sins." So in His providence, God promised a Savior. In His providence, Jesus promised to always be with us. Matthew 28:20 says, "I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Hebrews 13:5, He says, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." In His providence, Jesus promised the Holy Spirit. John 14:18, "I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you." Verse 26, "But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I said to you. In John 15, 26, when the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. John 16, 13, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. There is never a time when God is not with us. God sent Jesus to save us from our sins. And when we give our hearts and our lives to Christ, we are given the Holy Spirit of Holy God to live in us. And that Spirit is with us at all times, in every situation, teaching us how we are to go, how we are to live, how we are to act. So there is never a moment that God is not with us. Sometimes you might feel, God, where are you as I'm going through this valley? Where are you when I'm going through this dark time? Where are you when all this keep happens to me? I promise you, He is there. He is there. Because He is always with us. I want to encourage you today that no matter where you are on your journey, God is with you. The third thing that we see in our text, God's provision is with us in the wilderness. It says, for the Lord your God has blessed you in all the work of your hand. And then at the end, you have lacked nothing. Moses tells the people that they have been blessed in the wilderness and lacked nothing. Even though they were punished for their rebellion, God still blessed them. God provided food, water, and protection for the people in the wilderness. Deuteronomy 29:5 says, yet the Lord says, during the 40 years that I led you through the wilderness, your clothes did not wear out, nor did the sandals on your feet. Have any of you ever wore the same clothes or shoes for 40 years? Now, some of us can be very hard on clothes. And we almost need new clothes every year. Can you imagine wearing the same clothes, the same shoes for 40 years, never growing out of them, them never wearing out, and never having any problems? That was God's provision for His people. God provided in a powerful way. Exodus 14, 13, Moses answered the people, do not be afraid, stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The people were afraid of the Egyptians as the Egyptians were chasing them. And so Moses says, don't worry, God's going to protect you. God's going to provide protection, and you won't see these Egyptians anymore. In Exodus 15, 25, in Exodus 15, the people cry out to God because the place they're at, the water was bitter. So Exodus 15, 25, then Moses cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a piece of wood. He threw it into the water, and the water became fit to drink. He provided safe drinking water with a piece of wood. In Exodus 16, we see that God would provide manna and quail for them to eat. Every morning they had enough manna for that day, and then on the sixth day they had enough for 2 days. In Exodus 17, he would bring water from a rock. Think about that. A rock gave an endless supply of water. That is God's provision for his people. In Exodus 23, 20, it says, see, I am sending an angel ahead of you to guard you along the way and to bring you to the place that I have prepared. God tells Moses that I have sent my angel ahead of you to bring you to where I want you to be. And even here in Deuteronomy chapter 6, it says, you are to pay them in silver for the food you eat and the water you drink. If they were to take anything from the people of Esau, they would pay it back. So this shows us that in the wilderness wanderings, God has blessed them to the point that they can buy whatever they need. They didn't have to buy clothes and shoes. Their flocks increased and God fed them. They were a blessed people. So are we. One commentary says, God had blessed Israel and watched over them. Even though they were a nation of over 2 million people milling around in an immense wilderness, the Lord saw to it that they lacked nothing for 40 years. Through this mention, Moses wanted to instill in the new generation the confidence that just as God had been faithful to their parents, so would he be faithful to them. God will always provide for his people. Same is true again for us. When we look at our lives today, we can see that we have all that we need. We may not have all that we want, but we see that God has given us everything that we need. When we are in the wilderness, God still provides for us. I want to ask you a question. When you're having a hard time in life, do you still have food to eat? Water to drink? A roof over your head? Even when things are tough? That's God's provision. Often, especially when we find ourselves in the wilderness, often we look at the bad. And we have said that you can have five really great things happen to you and one bad thing happen to you. And at the end of the day, you usually remember that one bad thing. We need to learn to change that focus. We need to learn to see the blessings of God. We need to learn to see the provisions of God, the providence of God. You know, it's incredible to think about today. We are celebrating our kids going back to school. Do you know that God gave you your child for a reason? God could have given your child to anybody. But of all the people in the world, he gave your child to you. That's providence. And that's beautiful. And that's incredible. God is with us even in the wilderness. He takes care of us each and every step of the way. There is never a moment when God is not with us. There is never a moment when God does not walk with us, walk beside us, help us, and care for us. I want you to stop for just a moment today. And I want you to think of the goodness of God. I want you to think about how you have been blessed. I want you to think of your many blessings. Whether it's your family that you have around you. Whether it's your friends that are just like family to you. Whether it's the house that you get to call home. Whether it's the car that you get to drive. Whether it's the place where you get to come and worship the Lord and Savior Sunday after Sunday. I want us to take a moment today and I want us to think about how God has provided for us. Because when we look around, we see God's provision. And to some this might sound funny, but this is God's provision. We got electricity. We got internet and a computer so we can live stream our services. You know, we're hoping to make it better soon. We've got a sound system that's working pretty good right now. Learning how to use it even better. All of these are God's providence, provision, and presence. I want to encourage you today that no matter where you are on your journey, God will provide your needs. Philippians 4:19 says, "And my God will supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus." God will provide all of our needs. His presence will go with us, and his providence will find a place for us as he keeps his promises. And the last thing that I want to say to us this morning is this. Because God's providence is with us in the wilderness, because God's presence is with us in the wilderness, because God's provisions are with us in the wilderness, we should praise the Lord in the wilderness. No matter where we are on our journey, no matter what is going on in our lives, we should praise the Lord. We always have a reason to praise the name of the Lord. We always have a reason to be thankful. We always have a reason to say, bless the name of the Lord. Because each and every one of us has been blessed more than we ever deserve. So even in the wilderness, God has been good to us. So we should take time to praise His great name. What is God saying to you today? Do you see His providence in your life? Can you look at your life and see how God has brought you to where you are today? Think of where you could have been. And think of where God has brought you to. Do you see His presence in your life? Do you know that no matter where you go, God is with you? Always and forever. Do you see His provision in your life? Can you see how God has provided all of your needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus? And finally, does your life give praise to His great name? Do you praise the Lord no matter where you find yourself in the journey? Lord, I thank You for this beautiful passage that You've given to us, this one simple verse that shows us the truth of the fact that You are with us in the wilderness. Lord, there's times in our lives when each and every one of us go through the wilderness. It could be due to health issues. It could be to financial issues. It could be due to anything, Lord. We go through struggles. We go through difficulties. We go through hardships. We go through our wilderness wanderings. Sometimes our wilderness wanderings are brought on because of our sin, like the people of Israel. And sometimes the wilderness wanderings are brought on because of someone else's sin. But even so, when we find ourselves in the wilderness, we can know that You are there. We can know that You are with us, that You will provide for us, that You will protect us, and that by Your providence, You will bring us through the wilderness and into the promised land. And for that, Lord, we want to thank You. We want to praise Your name. Lord, right now I want to take just a moment and pray for anyone who might be in the wilderness today. Lord, I want to pray that You would just encourage them today. Lord, I pray that You would help them to see that there is hope. That they would see that You love them and care for them more than they could ever know or imagine. Lord, I pray that You would bring them out of the wilderness and into the promised land. I pray that each and every one of us would be able to leave here today encouraged, knowing that You are with us in the wilderness. And Lord, if there's someone here today that doesn't know You, I pray today would be the day that they would give their life to You. We thank You and we love You. It's in the beautiful name of Jesus we ask and pray. Amen.